Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this January 2nd, 2016. This is lesson 160, chapter 33, entitled Who Are My Brethren, Part 3. The opening song to our study today is entitled Open My Eyes, Dear Savior. Open my eyes, dear Savior. I thirst in the noontime heat. I pine for refreshing waters. I'm almost so cool and sweet. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Where is the voice that calleth, and what do my eyes behold? O Savior, my prayer is answered, 'tis answer a hundredfold. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, have faith near the burning sky, and here in a lowly desert, for water in vain I cry. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior. I know that the well is near, but oh, that my strength was stronger, its mission more bright and clear. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Praise to thy name, dear Savior mine. Joyfully now I see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddies or little ones would like to have opening prayer, Pabala.
Father God, in Christ, the King of Heaven, behold, go to heaven. Behold, praying Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for everything. Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for protecting me. I love you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 44, from the King James Version, and it reads, Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson entitled, Who Are My Brethren, in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Matthew 12:45. Then goes he and take with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter into the dwell there. And the last state of the man was worse than the first. Even so, it will be also unto this wicked generation. Praise the Lord.
Matthew 12:46. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him.
Then one said unto him, Behold thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to speak with thee.
Matthew 12:48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother and who are my brethren?
Matthew 12:49. And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren.
12:50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of dear brethren that are joining us at this very moment. We will cover pages 324 through 326. We are in Desire of Ages, page 324. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph.
The last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so, said Jesus, shall it be also unto this wicked generation? There are none so hardened as those who have slighted the invitation of mercy and done despite to the spirit of grace.
Desire of Ages, page 324. The most common manifestation of sin against the Holy Spirit is in the persistently slight heaven and invitation to repent. Every step in the rejection of Christ is a step towards the rejection of salvation and towards the sin against the Holy Spirit. Desire of Ages, page 324, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Whose heart are the most hardened and what do they refuse? And what does every step in rejection of Christ leads to? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
There are none
so hardened
as those who have slighted the invitation of mercy and then despite the spirit of grace in every step in the rejection of Christ in a step toward
the rejection
of salvation
and
toward
the sin
against
the Holy Spirit.
Desire of Ages, page 324. In rejecting Christ, the Jewish people committed their unpardoned sin. By refusing the invitation of mercy, we may commit the same error. We offer insult to the Prince of Life and put him to shame before the synagogue of Satan and before the heavenly universe. Next slide, please. Page on Desire of Ages 324, continuing. When we refuse to listen to his delegate's message, instead I listen to the agents of Satan, who draw the soul away from Christ. So long as one does this, he can find no hope or pardon. Oh, God forbid. And he will finally lose all desire to reconcile with God. Have mercy, Father.
Amen. Solemn indeed. Question, boys and girls. What did the Jewish people commit in rejecting Christ? And what happens when we refuse to listen to his delegate messengers and listen instead to the agents of Satan who draw the souls away from Christ? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah.
They committed the unpardonable sin by refusing and to be offered insult to the Prince of Life and put him to shame before the
synagogue
of sin and before the
of Satan.
Of Satan and before the heavenly universe.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, 1 through 5, and also 9 through 11.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. While Jesus was still teaching the people, his disciples brought the message that his mother and his brothers were without and desired to see him. He knew what was in their hearts, and he answered and said unto him that told him. And continuing on the next slide. Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Amen. And that was from Desire of Ages, page 321, paragraph 1. 325, paragraph
1. Amen. And that hand is stretched out even unto us, even your precious little ones as well. Question, boys and girls, how did Jesus answer the disciple that told him the message that his mother and his brothers were without and desired to see him? And who did he stretch forth his hand, said? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah.
Who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren.
Desire of Ages, page 25. All who have received Christ by faith were united to him by a tie closer than that of human kinship. They will become one with him as he was one with the Father. As a believer and doer of his words, his mother was more nearly and savorily related to him than to her natural relationship. His brothers would receive no benefit from their connection with him unless they accepted him as their personal savior. Desire of Ages, page 325, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What will happen to all who will receive Christ by faith? And does Jesus' brothers receive any benefit from their connection with him? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one. Blah, blah.
They were united to him by a tie closer than that a human kinship. They would become one with him as he was one with the Father.
And no.
They did not.
Benefit. By their connection
with him,
unless they accepted him
as their personal
savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Philippians, and it could be found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.
Page 325. What a support Christ would have found in his earthly relatives if they had believed in him as one from heaven and had cooperated with him in doing the work of God. The unbelief cast a shadow over the earthly life of Jesus. It was a part of the bitterness of that cup of woe which he drained for us. Desire Base, page 325, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. Why did Christ suffer by the lack of support found in his earthly relatives? And what did it become in his works? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one.
Their unbelief cast a shadow over their earliest life, earthly of life of Jesus. It was a part of the bitterness of that cup of woe which he drank for us.
That enmity kindled in the human heart against the gospel was keenly felt by the Son of God, and it was most painful to him in his home, for his own heart was full of kindness and love, and he appreciated tender regard in the family relation. His brothers desired that he should concede to their ideas, when such a course would have been utterly out of harmony with his divine mission. They looked upon him as in need of their counsel. They judged him from their human point of view and thought that if he would speak only such things as would be acceptable to the scribes and Pharisees, he would avoid the disagreeable controversy that his words aroused.
They thought that he was beside himself in claiming divine authority and in placing himself before the rabbis as they reproved of their sins. They knew that the Pharisees were seeking occasion of to accuse him, and they felt that he had given the significant occasion.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What was kingly felt by the Son of God against the gospel? And what were the ideas his brothers had about him that were utterly out of harmony with his divine mission? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The enmity kindled in the human heart, it was most painful to him in his home, for his own heart was full of kindness and love, and he appreciated tender regard in the family relation. And they looked upon him as in need of their counsel. They judged him from their own human point of view, and thought that if he would speak only such things as would be acceptable to the scribes and Pharisees.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, in Book of Psalms. Chapter 119, verse 9 through 16.
Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, taking me there to according to thy word.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, Hebrews 4:9. God's people have a rest, and that is the Sabbath. For if you are willing to learn meekness and lowliness of Christ's school, that means humbleness and humility, he will surely give you rest and peace. There is a song that says, if you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins he'll wash away, your night he'll turn to day, your life he'll make it over anew. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Now back to the story. It is a terribly hard struggle to give up your own will and your own way. But this lesson learned, you will find rest and peace. Pride and selfishness and ambition, means I want it for myself, must be overcome. Your will must be swallowed up in the will of Christ. That means you want what Jesus wants for you. The whole life may become one constant love sacrifice, every action, a manifestation, every word and utterance of love. That means your actions and your words show that you love Jesus. As the life of the vine circulates through the stem and cluster, descends into the lower fibers or roots, and reaches the topmost leaf, so will the grace and love of Christ burn and abound in the soul, sending its virtues or spiritual nourishment to every part of the being and pervading every exercise of body and mind. The Holy Spirit in your life will help us to please Jesus. In being co-workers, that means working together with Christ in the great work of which he gave his life, we shall find true rest. What was the great work of Christ's life? It was to save others. When we were sinners, he gave his. He wants us to come to him and learn of him. Thus, or in that way, we are to find rest. He says he will give us rest. Jesus said, Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. In doing this, you will find in your own experience the rest that Christ gives and the rest that comes from wearing his yoke and lifting his burdens. A form of godliness that's like acting like a Christian without the power is a weariness and a burden. That means you'll get tired of doing it after a while. But when the whole heart is enlisted in the service of Christ, that means you're signed up and you agree to work with him, there is rest to the soul, for God causes such to triumph daily over the powers of darkness. Triumph means you win over the temptations of the devil. God helps him to, he helps him who commits his soul unto the Lord as unto a faithful creator. Sons and Daughters of God, page 76. There remaineth therefore a rest unto the people of God. God's people have the rest, and that is the Sabbath day. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our Sabbath school lesson for our children. Thank you dear, so much, dear Brother Nick. And next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 4 in our study entitled, Who Are My Brethren? And of our lesson book, The Side of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to have a closing prayer, mommies, little ones, open up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our heart. Our Father, thank you for this year I've had this special day. I thank you for this field to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this field to learn from your scriptures tonight. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our present prayers. I pray we can be able to keep the lost sins in our hearts and in our minds. Let us be able to be strong and courageous in everything that we do and wherever we go. Let us be able to think of others before we think of ourselves, and let us be able to be diligent, discerning, helpful, and always obedient. Let us be able to keep on serving you for any way we can. Let us keep up in the sins of the sinful world, or repent from our sinful ways, and let us be careful of what we see and what we do, and I thank you for us to be able to be safe around other places, and let us be able to always depend on you whenever there are tough times come. This not man just pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath day one, and that will be January 9, 2016, we will continue with part 4 of our study, Who Are My Brethren? We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and activities have been created for the whole family to enjoy and continue the dialogue of this beautiful lesson for such a time as this. We hope and pray all of you were blessed. Have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.